An aching back after a prolonged period of intense concentration in Malaysia, listening to audio tapes, transcribing, crafting sentences, preparing a set of recommendations. Oh, it's been a very uncomfortable morning, physically uncomfortable. Delightful to re-immerse myself in the experience in Malaysia, but a pain in the bloody back. Now I'm driving the car with this ache, bottom right hand side. Anyway, the good thing is I've drafted, if you could call what I did drafted, a poem for Thanksgiving Day. And you know, I do think I have a lot to give thanks for. A huge amount. So why on earth was I so ungrateful for so long? That's what the poem addresses. Kind of in this, under the influence of Walt Whitman, because a big long list. Anyway, I had a cup of coffee and I had chicken chorizos and cheese and a couple of onions and a few other things in it. So that's been the lunch. And I did eat a breakfast of muesli. And it's completely overclouded now. I did a couple of periscopes. And I did a blab. I had a conversation on a blab for maybe 40 minutes with Rich Roberts in New York. Somebody I hadn't met before, who's in Scotland, and Ollie, who's in England. That was good. I mean, it was about blab on one level, and then it got on to storytelling, meaning not the theory of storytelling, but telling each other stories. One of the stories was how one of the people had once had a cup of coffee with Brad Pitt out in the wilderness of Scotland and had actually liked him. I think Brad Pitt was on a motorbike. But anyway, that's the 26th of November, Thanksgiving Day, 2015. I don't see why it should be owned by the Americans. I do think we're entitled to be thankful for what we have. We're entitled to be thankful for each other's company. We're entitled to be thankful for each other's time. We're entitled to be thankful for just existing. So I don't see why Thanksgiving should... I don't see why Ireland can't have a Thanksgiving Day. Rename one of these other ones, maybe. Or maybe brand new public holiday. In fact, I don't think it could... It doesn't even have to be a holiday. I mean, being thankful... for having a job, being thankful for not having a job. It doesn't really matter. You can be thankful for, well, how many things in your life. And look, this isn't a diary anymore, Paul. I'm just launching into a homily about Thanksgiving Day. I just really wanted to record that I wrote a poem for Thanksgiving Day today. And that I'm feeling really thankful. I'm a bit grumpy because of the back. And I'm not thankful for the pain in my back. I'm thankful for the energy to have pushed on despite it. Stop being a very saintly person, Paul. Anyway, here we go. Park the car. This man go past me, drives the car carefully,
Oh, we've got three cars abreast. We got three cars abreast. Yes.
I'm thankful for driving this car. I'm thankful for... I don't care what I'm thankful for. This isn't where I'm going to record thankfulness. But no matter what it is, I have been thinking a lot about Thanksgiving Day. Sorry. Oh, I think that man blames me. Okay, there we go. Paul O'Mahony saying, have a very nice day today.